This story is linked by two verbal threads. Those who want to save their life will lose it. Those who lose their life will find it. It would be better for the translation to be saved, but so that there was an ABBA thing, but that's not the choice of the translators. The other is, for what will it profit someone if they gain the whole world forfeit their life? What can they give in return for their life? This story is not primarily constructed on a web of verbal threads. The structure of the episodes is Jesus' prophecy, to which Peter responds immediately with passion to begin to rebuke him, and Jesus then, in the second episode, turning to Peter and rebuking him. Then he gathers the disciples and explains to them what this means in relation to what it means to be a follower of him as the Messiah. The episodes are, first, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. And the antithesis between saving their life and losing their life. Then, what will it profit them? If they forfeit their life, what can they give in return for their life? And finally, the prophecy. Son of Man will come and will repay everyone for what they have done. Truly, I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death. So this is a very tightly structured story that is not difficult to learn because it's so well constructed and we've heard it a lot. The dynamic of the story is first around the fight between Jesus and Peter. In the immediate aftermath of his blessing of Peter, when he then prophesies his passion and death, Peter rebukes him. And Jesus, in turn, calls him Satan and rebukes him for his resistance to this prophecy. The prophecy of suffering and death is a complete reversal of expectations. There is no precedent for this anywhere in the Messianic tradition. It is virtually impossible to conceive of a Messiah, an anointed one, being killed and on the third day to be raised. So Peter's response is completely understandable from the point of view of anyone who knows the tradition of Israel. And it involves a major reconception of who the Messiah is, and then in turn, of what the followers of the Messiah will do. Rather than fighting and killing the enemies of Israel, they are to take up their cross and to lose their life for the sake of the kingdom. So Peter's response is a believable response and needs to be told as something that the audience can identify with. And then that Jesus' response to Peter is very strong. It is a strong no. And then his explanation to the disciples is in a tone of information. It's tough love. This is the description of the cost of discipleship. And he establishes that with compassion on the one hand, but on the other hand, simple statement of facts.